Section 5, Calculating the Benefit and Making Good. The general rule for calculating the value of P11D expense payments and benefits is that the cash equivalent of value is the cost to the employer or to any other third-party provider. There are some exceptions to the general rule, where specific legislation already applies the benefit rules to all employees, including live-in accommodation, vouchers, car and fuel benefit charges, and company van charges. P11Ds are to be reported on a tax year-end basis and cannot be based on the employer's accounting period, although that might be easier. An employer with an accounting period of, say, 31st of December would have to apportion the expense payments to be reported so that the accounting period ended 31st of December 2009 would be apportioned for 9/12 between April to December 2009. The following accounting period to 31st of December 2010 would have the expenses apportioned for 3 months between January and March 2010. HMRC are quite content to accept PLMDs reported on the basis of the year to 31st of March, as opposed to the year from 6th of April to the following 5th of April. All P11D values must be reported on a VAT-inclusive basis, irrespective of whether the employer can recover any part of the VAT content of the expense payment or benefit in kind. We are required to include details of any amount made good by the director or employee or from which income tax was deducted under pay-as-you-earn. The taxable benefit to be included on the P11D return should be restricted to the net cash equivalent, and by that I mean the gross figure less the amount paid by the employee or made good, reporting then the net figure in the appropriate box. Be warned, however, that HMRC's P11D quality standard requires that we include all three entries on the P11D. In other words, the gross figure, the amount made good, and the net figure. You will need to make a corresponding adjustment to the total benefits reported on Form P11DB if you are entering an amount from which tax has been deducted under PAYE, where the benefit is liable to Class 1A National Insurance contributions. And the timescale for making good should be reasonably short. HMRC was successful in resisting a claim to allow amounts made good long after the end of the tax year in the impact foiling case. HMRC guidance on making good car fuel in its employment income manual says, in many instances, the making good required by the employment income manual 23780 is completed by the end of the tax year. But you will find cases where making good does not occur until after the end of the tax year. This may be where mileage records and repayments in the final months of the year take a little time to process. You can accept this as meeting the terms of the legislation, provided final settlement is made without unreasonable delay. I repeat, therefore, that the timescale for making good should be reasonably short.